Good morning. Let's stand together and sing this morning. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. Let's lift up the Lord this morning. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Sing it again. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see. Sing that again. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Sing it to the Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
You, before you are seated, we want to greet everybody. So why don't you do this? Why don't you look at somebody close to you and say, "You look like you ate too much turkey." All right, go ahead, pass that around. All right, thank you very much. You may be seated. Thank you. You may be seated. We're so glad you're here. I'm Pastor Jay Scribner, your interim pastor, and delighted that you are here today. Thank you for being with us. If you are visiting today, we are especially pleased to have you. Do us a favor, would you please just reach out right in front of you, and in the pew back in front of you should be a connection card. If you'll pick one of those up and begin the process of filling that out immediately, we would appreciate that. Drop it in the offering plate later in the service, or you can stop by the connection table right out in the foyer, and I think you can leave it there, and we have a gift for you first-timers. And so we are very pleased to have you with us today. Hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving time, and it's good to be with family and friends, and so much to be thankful for, huh? We are grateful that God has blessed us as He has. And obviously, we're moving from the Thanksgiving season into the Christmas season. And our auditorium is decorated beautifully. And we're thankful for that as well. Amy, thank you for your hard work with that. Now, I've got a good, exciting report to give to you. You know that we have been asking you to give above and beyond your tithes so that we can replace our stained glass windows. And with that, we have our building and grounds committee that has worked diligently to not only get some good bids for these, but we have a lot of old windows in our building that need to be replaced. And so I am excited to tell you that we have received sufficient to take care of all of these windows. All right. And yeah, let's. And for an additional $10,000, we will be able to replace the other windows that we desperately need to replace. And so I've been praying and promoting the fact that let's get that done by the end of the year. I think we can do that. And that would require an additional $10,000 approximately to do that. So if you've been thinking about giving or wanting to give or had determined to give, please continue to do that above and beyond your tithe. And let's just go ahead and get all of this done by the end of the year. Now, our building committee has already contacted those the company that is going to do the stained glass. So by the end of January, that's our projection, by the end of January, we should have these windows. By the end of December, let's have them all paid for, okay? And so please give, and thank you for your generosity regarding that. Now, look in the bulletin, please, for some announcements. Sunday school teachers, you've got a meeting this afternoon, your monthly meeting at 5 o'clock. Evening worship is at 6 o'clock, but for tonight and next Sunday night, adults, we will be meeting in Fellowship Hall because our children will be in the auditorium working toward their Christmas presentation. And so we'll still meet at 6 o'clock. Adults will just be in Fellowship Hall tonight, so please make note of that. Please also look at the item about the December business meeting. There's a date change regarding that, and we've got one item that we'll be presenting for that. Look about the Christmas float and also the schedule for the children's Christmas play. Please give attention to those items. And we're so thankful for the way that you have supported the Operation Christmas Child. Once again, we say thanks to Kim Crabtree, who coordinated that for us. But so many people pitched in with that in a variety of ways. So thank you for your participation with that. And the only other item would be on the back of your bulletin. Let's go ahead and go over our church goal for our Missouri missions offering. Won't take much more to do that. So let's go ahead and reach 100% of that. Other items are there if you'll please give special attention to those. Thank you for being here. We've come to lift up Jesus Christ. So let's continue to do that as we sing.
If you'd like to use a hymnal, turn to 314 and let's sing All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, number 314.
All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Ye chosen seed of Israel's race, he ransomed from the fall. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Hail him who saved you by his grace and crown him Lord of all. Let every kindred, every tribe, terrestrial ball, to him all majesty ascribe and crown him Lord of all. To him all majesty and crown him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at his feet may fall. We'll join the everlasting song and crown him Lord of all.
to sing now, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Word. We are one in the Spirit, we are one.
They'll know we are Christians by our love. And we're all part of the family of God, aren't we? Well, somebody over here is, and I'm glad that you are. Let's stand together and sing the family of God. I'm so glad I'm part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joined hands with Jesus as we travel this sun. For I'm part of the family of God.
I'm so glad
I'm part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood, joined hands with Jesus. At least six of you are now, so that's good.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy would come to make you new? This child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? And did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And the child that you delivered, when you kissed the face of God, oh Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will rise again. The lame will leap, the bottom will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am. Oh, Mary. He's the great.
Thank you, Ray. Let's continue worshiping the Lord this morning by singing Rock of Ages. Why don't you stand together as we sing?
There is no rock, there is no God like our God. No other name worthy of all our praise. The rock of salvation that cannot be moved. He's proven himself to be faithful and true. There is no rock, there is no God like God.
Let's sing it together again.
There is no rock, there is no God like our God. No other name worthy of all our praise. The rock of salvation cannot be moved. He's proven himself.
Rock of Ages. ages. And he is the rock of ages. And most of you don't know this song, I can tell. Because you're just looking at me like, what are you singing? Let's sing maybe one song. To know that you are there. Help us to know that we can trust you, that you are the mighty God, the creator of the universe. We lift you up and praise you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Kent? Thank you. Praise band. Lauren, thank you. Nancy and choir, thank you so much for that song. Elias and David and Ray, thank you. Take your Bibles, please, if you will, and turn to the book of James. The book of James. Chapter 2. A message entitled, What's My Part? Get your listening sheets ready, if you will, with a pen or pencil. Some time ago, My wife and I took a boat ride. We like to do that. And that particular day, we happened to be out on Lake Taney Como there in Branson. Went on downstream close to the city of Branson, downtown area, the landing, and had a fun time. It was a beautiful day. Then headed back upriver. All of a sudden, the boat stopped. It just stopped. And I went back and looked at the motor, and that's about all my intelligence allows me to do, to be honest with you. I just looked at the motor. My wife said, "Is it out of gas?" I looked at her like, "Give me a break. I'm the one in charge of the gas. Why would it be out of gas?" But just to appease her, I looked. It was out of gas. Sing this song with me. Sing this song.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a...
Sing it again.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Man, don't you hate it when they're right? Yeah. Now, here's the deal. If you've got a boat, or if you happen to be on the Christian journey, then it is important to maintain and to finish the journey. Everybody with me on that? That may have not have seemed as profound as it actually is, but it is important to maintain on your journey, and it's important to finish the journey. Now, we're in the book of James today, chapter 2, and James turns his teaching to the aspect of genuine faith. And say those two words with me, please. Genuine faith. So what's that look like? And do works have anything to do with it? And what is the relationship between faith and works? And how do I know if I have genuine active faith? Well, James shares some practical and pointed insight into faith and works as he answers these questions for us. So let's read these verses. We're in James chapter 2. Beginning with verse 14. And keep your Bibles open, please, so that we can make reference as we go along today. So James chapter 2, beginning with verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man may say that he has faith and has not works? Can faith save him? Now, if a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say to them, "Depart in peace, be ye warmed and filled," notwithstanding you do not give them those things which are needful to the body, what does that profit? Even so, faith, if it does not have works, is dead, being alone. Yes, a man may say, "You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, And I will show you my faith by my works. All right, well, three things from this passage. It's about what's my part in this business of floating the river of life from a spiritual standpoint. All right, here's number one. The element of faith. The element of faith. Now, he gives three descriptions of faith here. First of all, there's dead faith. Now, that's verse 17. And he says, even so, faith, if it has not works, is what? It's dead. It's dead. And so that has to do with words only. How many people do you know that sort of function in the Christian life like that? Just words only. It's ritual. It's routine. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people that just go through that. The reality is there's somebody here today that you showed up today because it's routine. It's routine. It's ritual. You can hardly wait till the preacher's through because you've already figured out where you're going to go to lunch, and you already know what you're going to do this afternoon, and then you're going on with life this week, and you're not going to show up again until next Sunday, and you know that, if you even do that, because it's ritual, it's routine. Well, James would refer to that as dead faith, just dead faith. And the next one is demonic faith. Now, we didn't read this verse, but it's the next verse, verse 19. Look at that. And he says there, will you believe that there is one God? Well, you do well. The devils also and tremble. You know, that's just purely intellectual faith. And there are some people that's all their faith exists of. It's just, yeah, they know some answers. They know what the Sunday school answer is to that. But it's just up here. And James points out, wow, hey, listen, that is flat out no different than the devils. The devils know there's a God. And matter of fact, with what he's saying here, I'll be honest with you, I think it's more real to the demons of hell than it is to just the intellectual people that show up in church periodically, and they just simply know the right answer. At least the demons of hell tremble over the fact that there is a God. Everybody following what I'm saying here? So I'm just saying James is giving us three kinds of faith here. He's saying there's dead faith. And that's just the routine, that's just the ritual that people go through, just words only. And then he says there's demonic faith, and that purely is an intellectual responsiveness to God. And then finally, he tells us what dynamic faith is. Say those two words with me. Dynamic faith. Say it again. Dynamic faith. That's what we want. That's what we need. We need that dynamic faith. That is where we understand that faith is an action verb. Go ahead and write that down, because that's worth writing down. Faith is an action verb. And that's what we need to get to in our Christian journey when we're floating this river of life, my friend. We need to get to that place where we have dynamic faith. Now, understand very clearly that faith is the key factor to our redemption, to our relationship with God and our ongoing journey with Jesus. I hope you understood that, because you just need to grasp that so that the rest of this message can fall into the right slot. From a spiritual understanding of this. So faith is the key. It's the key factor to our redemption with God. It's our key factor to our relationship with God. And it's a key factor to our ongoing journey with God through Jesus Christ. Now, jot these verses down. I'm going to give you several of them, and we'll read them, but just jot them down so you can study them later. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the what? Faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. All right, so that's Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Look at Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then, what? Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So that's the very foundation. The Word of God is the very, very foundation stone and the foundation whereupon we build our faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. All right, here's another verse to write down. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11, from the great faith chapter in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Look at Romans chapter 14, verse 23. Romans 14, verse 23. Write these down so you can study them later. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. Now look at this. For whatsoever is not from faith is sin. And finally, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. All right, I've given you several verses of Scripture having to do with the foundation of faith. Now listen very carefully. If you have not been saved by faith, you haven't been saved. I want you to understand that very carefully. If you haven't been saved by faith, that's why for the last couple of decades now, when I talk to someone about their relationship with Jesus Christ, I usually say to them, have you been saved the Bible way? Have you been saved the Bible way? If you have not been saved by faith, my friend, you haven't been saved. You haven't been saved. You're not saved by works. Before I finish this message, I want you to understand that statement right there. You're not saved by works. You're saved by faith. Faith is your first step. Faith is your follow-through step. And faith is your final step. It is grace alone through faith alone. All right, now let me show you the second thing. And that is this, it's the exhibition of works. The exhibition of works. And so where does, we're beginning to unfold and unpack for us here this morning, what is true, genuine, active faith, and what does this part of, what work, where does works play? What's my part with regard to works in this journey that we're taking that we call the Christian life? Now, I think I told this story to you a long time ago, but I went to Olive Garden. Man, I like Olive Garden. I love to eat there, and I was with a buddy of mine, and we went to Olive Garden, and after we had finished our meeting and our meal, we left, and before I left, I went into the bathroom, and I went to the sink to wash my hands, and you know, so many restaurants and places have these automatic automatic faucets. And so, man, I stuck my hand underneath there. And so, started waving my hands around. You know what I'm talking about? You have been there? So in my mind, I started communicating to that faucet. And it wasn't a happy deal, I don't mind telling you. Well, there was another sink. And it went from my mind out my mouth. I explained to that faucet what I thought of it. I explained in no uncertain words what that faucet should be doing. And it wasn't. And so I thought, okay, I'll give this one a try again. So I came back to the first sink. And I reached up and turned the knob on and got some water because it wasn't an automatic faucet. And then I looked around to make sure nobody else was in the bathroom. Because they would have heard me address that faucet. Not everything in life is automatic, folks. And sometimes in life, and I've discovered this spiritually, sometimes in life, you got to turn the knob. You got to turn the right knob. Everybody following this? So where do works come in? Well, look at verses. We're in James chapter 2. Look at verses 17 and 18 again. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is what? Dead, being alone. Verse 18, yea, a man may say, you have faith and I have works. Well, you show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. So do works play a part in this Christian journey? Go like this. Now, understand what I said in point number one. Works is not what's going to get you to heaven. Not at all. I clarified that for you, and I was real specific about that. But does that mean that works has no part in our Christian life and our Christian journey? No, it doesn't mean that at all. It's just the opposite. Yes, 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 works plays a part. Look at, we read just moments ago, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. But now look at verse 10. I love this verse. Look at verse 10. For we are his workmanship. Now remember verses 8 and 9 said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The next verse says, for we are his workmanship. That word workmanship is the Greek word poema. That's the word from which we get our word for poem, for we are his poem. We're the expression of God. We're the rhyme and meter of God. We're the artistic expression of God Himself. We're the poem of God. I like that. And He says, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Look at that. For what? Hello? For what? For good works. For good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. So, my friend, what is this exhibition of works? Well, James says it very clearly. He says, you show me your faith without your works, and I'll exhibit my faith by my works. So do works have a part? Yeah, turn the knob on. Let's get this thing flowing right. Let's get this business of Christianity functioning right. And that requires some work on your part and my part. It's not just a matter of running down the aisle or walking down the aisle and signing a piece of paper and say, okay, my Christianity's over at that. I've got it taken care of. Sealed, signed, delivered in heaven. I'll just go on about my business, and then some of these days I'll die and I'll go to heaven. Really? James says, no. That would probably be like dead works. And you sure don't want to be like demonic works. What I want to be engaged in, my friend, is dynamic faith. Dynamic faith. That's the kind of faith I want to exhibit. That's the kind of faith I want God to work out in my life. That's the kind of, and when you got a church full of people that's allowing God to exhibit Himself through them, then you've got dynamic faith that's functioning all over town. And we're exhibiting the Christ life in the way that it needs to be. Let me show you the final thing here today. Not only do we have the element of faith, and not only do we have the exhibition of works, but we have, number three, the engagement of faith and works. The engagement of faith and works. And so James is saying dynamic faith involves action. And he tells us that there in verses 14, 15, and 16. And then let's read one more time verse 18, because this is that dynamic faith. A man may say, you have faith, I have works. Well, you show me your faith without your works, and I'm going to show you what dynamic faith is, my friend. Because faith is an action verb. He says, I'm going to illustrate it and demonstrate it and exhibit it. Now, it's real simple, and I'm going to illustrate it for you. And let me have some help. Is Morgan Terrell here? Morgan, are you back there? Come on up here, sweetheart. I like this girl. She is so outgoing. Look at her. And is Michaela Dickey here? Pardon?
She's working in children's church.
Well, that's active faith. So who would you like to join you here? Pick out a young person.
JP.
All right. That's great. Now, what's his first name?
JP.
JP. JP. How are you, sir?
Good.
How old are you?
10.
How old are you, Morgan?
11.
11? That's great. Aren't they good-looking kids? Now, here we go. Stand right over here. And they're going to illustrate for us about faith and works. So let's pretend that you two, once you move closer together here, you two are in a boat. Go ahead and face the music out here. And this would be an oar called faith. Say that with me.
Faith.
And this would be an or called works. So let's hear that.
Works.
Okay, ready?
Faith, works. Faith, works. Works, works, works. Faith.
Man, they're good. They're good. Okay, so you guys, this is faith, this is works. So you guys pick one of them, either or. So you have works and you have
faith.
Okay, now you two are sitting in a boat, and we're going to paddle our way. So practice paddling. The water's over here, that's it. And the water's over here. No, yeah, over here. Yeah, hopefully it's not in the boat. Now, here's the deal. Let's just do, why don't you hold on to yours? Just hold it still, out of the water. And so you do the rowing, okay? There you go. So she's doing a great job of rowing. Now, here's my question. What's the boat doing at this point? Do you know what it is? Yeah, yeah. So go ahead and turn the way that it's turning. Do you know how that would be? Yeah. There you go. All right. Yeah. You're still not paddling. All right. And you keep paddling. Keep turning. Keep turning. Keep turning. Keep turning. Keep turning. Yeah. Keep paddling. Keep turning. Okay. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where did you go?
Circle.
Yeah. Just ran in a circle. Now, hang on just a minute. Let me ask you this. Does that describe the way some of you function spiritually? Afraid it does. The reality is, some of you ain't getting anywhere because you just got one oar in the water. You think, well, I need to work. And then you listen to some preacher periodically who tries to make you feel guilty, and you, okay, I'll work some more. I'll sign up for that. I'm already doing 10 things, but I'll work some more. All that's going to do is just keep you going in. Okay, let's see. Why don't you hang on to your oar, and why don't you get your faith in gear here and go ahead and you be the one that's paddling. Okay, good. What's going to happen? Yeah, you're going to turn. Only this time we're going the other direction. Yeah, keep paddling. Keep paddling. Hey, don't mess my pulpit up here. All right, keep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Ooh, good job. And what did we do? Yeah, we just went in circles. We just went in circles. And the reality is, if that's all you're doing, saying, oh, well, man, I'm a person of faith. Really? What would James say about that? James would say, if it's faith without works, it's what?
Dead.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just words only. It's just routine. It's just ritual. Where are you going to get in the Christian life? You're going to go around in circles. Everybody following this? I mean, it's not rocket surgery, let me tell you something. It's just that. Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, that's the way some of you function. With dead faith. Just routine. You're just going through the motion. Oh, but it feels good, especially when you can say, well, yeah, I'm a person of faith. James would say, there's a Greek word for that, baloney. Yeah. Now, let's try this. Let's try to get to the point where we have dynamic faith. That would be faith and works paddling together. Let's do that. Now what are you doing? Where are you going? Let's see you do that. Are you coming to some rapids? Come on, come on. All right? Yeah, 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 come on, yeah, yeah. That's great. Thank you. Thank you very much. You guys did a great job. Everybody following this? If you want to make progress in the Christian life, that's the way it needs to be. You got to get both oars in the water. That involves faith and works. It involves that combination of faith and works. So if you get in the boat of Christianity and you intend to move forward and you intend to make progress and you don't want to go around in circles, we need to follow what they clearly demonstrated. Let me close it with this, and that is Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, that says this: "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works." Now, is it for that purpose only? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works. And here's the final thing. Here's the purpose. And glorify your Father which is in heaven. So even when we're engaged in works, there's just one purpose for it. And that's so that people that see our good works may do what? Glorify our Father who is in heaven. What's your part? Well, it's not just works. And it's not just faith. It's getting both oars in the water so that we can float this river of life that we call Christianity in a positive, productive, progressive way. Let me pray with you. Father, I thank you that we have been saved by grace through faith. And I thank you that we have been saved unto good works, because we are the poem of God, the rhyme, the meter, the expression, the artistic exhibition of God Himself, that you have ordained before time that we should walk in them and glorify our Father which is in heaven. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my question to you is this: do you even have faith? Do you have the biblical faith? Have you ever expressed your faith to God, to trust in Him, to be saved by grace through faith? Do you have that? That's the greatest need of your life if you don't have that, my friend. Now, the next question is this: Is it dead? Is it dead? Is it just ritual? Is it just routine? Maybe it's even demonic. Maybe it's just intellectual. Oh, don't you want and don't you need that dynamic faith? Now, if you need Jesus Christ, your Savior, the moment we stand in just a moment, you come on down front. We'll not embarrass you. We'll talk with you and counsel with you and pray with you and introduce you to Jesus Christ today. Now, it might be that you actually have that dynamic faith, but there are some decisions in your life that you say, you know what, I want to follow Jesus in believer's baptism. That's part of that dynamic faith. I want to attach myself to a local church and make my life and work and witness count for Christ right here locally. And so that may be a decision you're making. Maybe God is impressing upon you the fact that, hey, you need to be serving Him faithfully, and you're doing nothing but captain of the pew patrol, doing nothing other than just showing up. Hey, let's put our oar in the water, my friend, and let's get to serving God like we need to with other brothers and sisters in Christ, that men might see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. What's God saying to you today? How's He dealing with you today? If we can help you with that, then come and let us do that. If you just need to come and kneel on an altar of prayer and say, God, show me what I need to be doing. If you'll say that to God, my friend, He'll not keep it a secret. I'll guarantee you that. He'll not keep it a secret. He'll show you how you need to get plugged in. All right, let's stand together. Let's sing. You come on to the altar.
Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like You. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, this is what I pray. Change my heart, O God, make it ever true. Change my heart, O God, may I be like You. Change